It's time for the little known Black History Fact. We celebrate Black History every day on the TJMS. And this is the story of the history of Tennessee State University. Tennessee Agricultural and Industrial State Normal School for Negroes was established 103 years ago, changing its name and teaching focus over the years. Now known as Tennessee State University, it is the only state-funded HBCU in the state of Tennessee. The school opened on Juneteenth, 1912. In 1922, it was converted into a four-year teacher's college. TSU earned its university status in 1951, changing to the Tennessee Agricultural and Industrial University. The school was officially renamed Tennessee State, 1968. Located in Nashville, the school is known for its business and engineering programs. TSU offers undergrad degrees in over 40 disciplines with 24 master's degrees and 7 doctoral degree programs in total. Famous alumni from the school include Oprah, the state's first Black congressman, Harold Ford Sr., track legend, Wilma Rudolph, and NFL Hall of Famer, Richard Dent, among others. Tennessee State University.
And?
I'm glad they changed it from that first name. You said Normal State School.
I said Tennessee Agricultural and Industrial State Normal School for Negroes.
You can't even write that on a resume. That's too long. Negroes.
You went to the U.
Yeah, see how short that is? The U.
Because that's about as much as the athletes can
that's
put
how
down
much you
on
learn.
A resume.
The U. You can't misspell my school. I misspelled the Normal Negro School for
you
the
blind. You were on the championship football team at the U.
Yes, sir. 1991. Yes, we won it.
And you graduated?
Yes, sir. I graduated. It took me a while. It took me like 5.5 years.
Oh, okay.
I had to redo the years that I messed up when I first got there because I really messed up.
The first years were really good to you, weren't they?
Yes, yes. I just thought you just wake up and go to the cafeteria and eat and go to the football practice and then go back to go eat and then you play.
Did you see 30 for 30 about the U?
Yes, I did. Good friend of mine, Billy Corbin, directed that, and he did an excellent job.
He did.
I was on that. I was on that 30 for 30, Tom.
You were?
Yes, and, you need a pause
and
button.
And did
on
they
your
exaggerate?
DVR.
Did they exaggerate at all about how
no,
the U
not
was
at all.
back in the
absolutely.
Day? It was
man,
it was
we
like
were
that.
We were a football machine, well-oiled machine. We got the greatest athletes out of Texas. So many great athletes out of the state of Florida, and then we would get our quarterback from Cali or from the West Coast. But they had a system down there, and it was organized chaos. It was a real, real great experience. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I mean, just monsters. I got hit so hard one day, I took a whole week off just to, like, not show up to practice because I got hit so hard one day. And I said, they're not going to miss me. I'm a freshman. So I didn't go to practice for a week class.
And did they miss you?
No, they didn't. They didn't. No.
They no. really didn't, huh?
They really did not. I walked back in the locker room that Monday. Nobody said nothing. Nobody said one thing. Like
who was on your team? Who did you play with?
Man, I played with Warren Sapp. I played with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I played with, Sybil.
Sorry. He just does it for me.
Every
how
time
is
I
your
think
boy,
about how much
is,
money he make, I go,
okay.
How is your boy Warren Sapp? Y'all stay in touch?
Well, I haven't seen him in a while. Last time I saw him, he was in good spirits. We spoke. And then...
You talked to him since Super Bowl weekend?
No. I think his spirits are kind of different now. we have not spoke since Super Bowl.
See how they
but
teach
he,
you.
I don't know, man. You know, you got a job on the NFL. I mean, you're doing great, and then you make a bad decision. You always... kids, if you're listening out there, only take one bad decision to mess up everything. So, you know,
they didn't
think
teach
about what
good
doing.
Decision-making at the U.
I'm telling you, I didn't go to class that much, but I know some things were taught.
Okay.
And I took chemistry 3 times. I got a D 3 times. There's certain things you learn. Like what I learned instead of, like, work harder, I learned drop that class. It's not for me. Chemistry not for me. I'm not going to do great in chemistry. So.
Vanessa Mitchell in for the vacation and J. Anthony Brown.